Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's wonderful that we can be in contact in this way to share with you what God is doing at this time. We're just so grateful. We finished meetings at this last weekend, which were attended again by maybe between 800 and 900 people coming from all over Europe and different countries from overseas, especially from African countries. We just praise God that His Word does accomplish what it was sent for. Our main subject was Hebrews 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. We know about the promises of God. We know about the promise of the return of Christ. We know of the promise that God will send a prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. We know about all the promises of which the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ by us. We need to see all the promises, including the last one, to be fulfilled. But first, we must do the will of God. It's not enough to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." And it's not enough to do God a service without being in His will. Beloved, the will of God must be done and shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, we read, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." The scripture speaks about our Savior who came not to do his own will, but the will of God. Then the scripture continues in verse 10, "By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." First, we are saved, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Then we're sanctified in the truth. And our Lord and Savior said, "I sanctify myself for you, that you also might be sanctified." And He said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is the truth." Beloved, I trust that you are acquainted with the end time message, with the ministry of Brother Branham, God's servant and prophet, whom I knew for 10 years. I drove with him in the same car, ate with him at the same table, was in his meetings in Germany, in the USA, and I believe he was that promised prophet. then I have to say my ministry from the very beginning is connected to his ministry. And right after he went to be with the Lord in December 65, I started to take the message to the ends of the earth. What really bothers me is the many interpretations which have come up in recent years. The first 10 years, from 1965 to 1975, passed without any of the interpretations and teachings and explanations which are now in circulation. Then in the next 10 years, it was also not too many, just one here and one there, who deviated from the truth. But since 1985, many things have come into existence. And of course, we don't believe any interpretation, and we don't believe that one statement can be made a doctrine. We simply don't believe it. We believe that God's will is in this book only, and God will never go beyond his word. We have to know this. If there is no promise in God's word, there shall be no fulfillment. And if some believe that Brother Branham will return and have a ministry, my question is, where is it written in this book? If some believe the Lord has already come, then I have to ask, did the dead in Christ rise? Have the living been changed? Are we taken up into glory? My beloved friends, I have to be honest with you. Satan is fooling the people. In no denomination are found so many teachings which are not only untrue, but stupid, totally against the word of God. I cannot go into detail about these things. I just wish to declare that I, Brother Frank, believe with all my heart in the ministry of William Branham, God's servant and prophet. I have the experience to know him and to know and to see the confirmation. There has not been a ministry like this on earth since the days of Jesus Christ, our Lord. But to see the destruction being done by those who take statements of Brother Branham and not taking them back to the scripture to find the word of truth, confirm what they think the prophet said. And as you cannot take one scripture to make a doctrine, you cannot take one statement to make a doctrine. So we have to come back and preach the whole counsel of God, which is written in the word of God. And only then we shall comply with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. For ye have need of patience. We must have patience. We cannot declare things to have already been unless we've done the will of God first. The rapture will take place when all things are restored, when the New Testament church has come back to where she was at the very, very beginning. Not 10 years after, but at the very, very beginning, where no strange doctrines, no strange spirits, no false brethren were yet found in the church, but true men of God, under the true inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we need again the same outpouring of the same Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to do the will of God. Now we, as sons and daughters of God, must be ready to do the will of God. And only after this we shall receive the promise God made. Beloved, we have written about the topics of the Holy Scriptures, and we believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let me say, in closing, this is not the work of a man. This is the continuation of what God started in the ministry of William Branham. In his day, there were some hundreds coming to the meetings in Jeffersonville from different states. There was the possibility by telephone to hear what he preached from one end of the country to the next. But now we have the possibility by internet to be heard all over the earth, in every country on the globe. And beloved, at the same time, people from all over Europe, from many, many nations, are gathering here every first weekend in a month. And the sermons are being translated into 12 different languages. And the word is spreading all over, and the true message of the hour is reaching the ends of the earth. May the God of heaven be with you. May we all find favor in his presence to do his will, so that we can see the final promises fulfilled in our time. God bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.